Thank you and good morning. He's been arrested numerous times. He's suspected of having committed a series of burglaries throughout Eureka. He's been arrested for assault, felony evasion, and firearms violations, and he's earned two strikes for convictions. And now Jason Omholt will serve prison time. Omholt, who made bail and is out of jail until he is sentenced on June 11th, pleaded guilty to a charge of assault with a deadly weapon on a peace officer and will face 5 years in state prison for that offense, as well as an additional 5 years after admitting to another strike offense. Humboldt County Superior Court Judge Bruce Watson announced on Wednesday that after 23 years as a sitting judge in Humboldt County, he will retire on January 4th of next year. A new judge will be appointed by the governor to fill out the remainder of Watson's term, which ends on December 31st of 2016. Superior Court judges are elected positions in California, and following the end of the interim term, candidates will stand for election. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies arrested a New Jersey man in connection with a vicious assault that left the victim with severe head injuries following a violent altercation in Covelo earlier this week. 26-year-old Adam Kendall was booked for assault with a deadly weapon after he was taken into custody following a short standoff in Round Valley. The victim was flown to an out-of-area hospital for treatment after he was hit in the head repeatedly with a hammer, a dispute that could be related to unpaid debts owed by the victim to Kendall. Investigators believe Kendall traveled to Mendocino County from New Jersey to confront the victim, who is expected to fully recover from his injuries. There are changes at the National Weather Service office in Eureka. Jordan Christmas has more.
Nancy Dean retired from the head meteorologist position at the Eureka National Weather Service office in January, after more than 20 years in the position. Now the office has chosen Troy Nicolini as the new meteorologist in charge. Nicolini has been with the National Weather Service in Eureka for 17 years and served as the warning coordination meteorologist for the office. Nicolini said the following, "I am both humbled and honored to lead the excellent staff of the Eureka office, and I look forward to supporting them in their important work."
Thank you, Jordan. The Eureka Police Department is accepting applications from residents interested in serving on the police chief's advisory panel. The panel will provide oversight, support, and guidance to Chief Andy Mills to help improve transparency in the flow of information between the department and the public and to build stronger relationships with the community. Applications are due by May 29th. For more information, contact the Eureka Police Department. Eureka Main Street has issued a press release announcing the organization has once again been accredited by the National Main Street Center for its excellence. Citing Eureka Main Street's commitment to historic preservation and revitalization efforts, the National Trust for Historic Preservation has honored the group. Board Chair Barbara Maxson said Eureka Main Street is excited and proud of the prestigious recognition. It validates the efforts and hard work done by members. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Talk to anyone knowledgeable about water and water service in Humboldt County, and you'll learn that while the state of California is in its fourth year of drought, the effects from that drought are not being felt equally across the state. Alderon Laird, a member of the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District, said that while many other areas need to impose strict conservation regulations, Humboldt County is in good shape when it comes to water supply.
We have a little bit of history and a track record to show to the state, you know, that we can take care of ourselves up here, and we have the ability to do it if they would just let us do it. The numbers don't lie. We've got 4 years worth of water supply in Ruth Reservoir. If it doesn't rain at all, there's no new inflow, and we only deliver water to the municipalities.
Laird pointed out the district has dealt with drought in the past, even in times when they were still supplying hundreds of millions of gallons to local sawmills daily. The state has imposed 25% conservation rules, but local officials have lobbied for 4% cuts here.
We apply to the state for the 4% conservation requirement as opposed to the 25%. We have water, and we don't need to serve anybody else but ourselves, and we have 4 years supply. We meet the criteria. We're waiting to hear back from them. I think they created that exception primarily because we and all of our supporters, you know, demanded it during the draft rules when they were out.
Residents still need to conserve water and avoid wasting the resource, but edicts from the state are not needed in a region with plenty of water reserves. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.